Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sarah Tomchesson, and I'm head of business operations for the Pleasure Chest.
So what does that mean? What are some of the things that you do for the company?
Yeah, I guess I'm where the buck stops. I oversee operations for all of our retail operations and e-commerce, as well as basic brand strategy, leadership development, things like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what do you do when you're not at the Pleasure Chest?
I am a big gardener.
Awesome.
And I'm a mom.
Cool.
So I spend a lot of time with my kid in the garden.
Oh my God, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. So I am so excited that we are celebrating the Pleasure Chest's 46th anniversary this year in 2017. And to celebrate, one thing that I would love to do is to explore why people are into shopping at sex toy stores and maybe what makes the Pleasure Chest an exceptionally special place for people to shop for sex toys and other related items. So I'd love to start off by asking you, why do you think people are into sex shops?
You know, it's a funny question because I actually wish that people were more into sex shops.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think that they are such an incredible resource and often a really undervalued resource. So
absolutely.
I guess I'll answer this question as why I think people should be into sex shops.
I love that.
So a lot of people don't know that, especially when you go into the more education-focused stores,
Like the Pleasure Chest.
The staff have a lot of training.
Yeah.
So I think that sex shops are a wealth of information. But certainly at the Pleasure Chest, we also aren't dogmatic about it.
Mm.
So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You can come in. It's low pressure. You can have a really candid conversation with someone who probably has a good deal of training. And if they aren't able to answer your questions, most likely someone on staff is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And in our case, we also offer free education. So you can come in for a blowjob class, for your bachelorette party, or a CBT class once you get there in your sexual journey.
And what does CBT stand for? Is that cognitive behavioral therapy?
Cock and ball torture.
Yeah, Jenna torture. I love
it. Yeah. So for us, I mean, we try to be non-essentialist about what we define as healthy sexuality. So you're going to find a really wide range of products and also a wide range of topics that we cover in our education program. And there's just not a lot of other places out there that you can go and get pleasure-based information.
So set the scene for me. If somebody who is really new to sex toys or really new to kink or really new to sexy attire or even just being in, you know, what I like to call sexually extroverted spaces, right? Like a sex shop. They come into the Pleasure Chest and they're not even sure what they want. What is their experience going to be talking to a sex educator on the floor here?
I mean, I think the biggest hurdle is just walking through the door.
Totally.
A.
There's a lot of stigma about going to a sex shop.
Yeah.
What's that about?
I mean, oh gosh, I feel like we could talk about that forever. I mean, that means like you're owning your sexuality, especially if you're, you know, been socialized female, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That has a lot of baggage attached to it. I think also just sex shops were so terrible for so long. Actually, this is a little sidebar, but before my grandmother died, I did an interview with her. I'd gone to a workshop that was about the full, you know, thinking of sexuality from birth until death, that this, we have our sexuality for most of our lives. True. And, you know, people think that seniors lose it. So an exercise you can do is to interview your elders about their sex journey.
That's beautiful.
I did this with my grandmother, who was really mad at me when I first started working in a sex shop and I didn't invite her to come.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to make up for it. I'm going to interview you about your sex life. And she told me about, you know, after her husband had died and she still felt very sexual, but she wasn't dating. Mm. She actually lost two partners. So at a certain point, she's like, I'm giving up on this whole relationship thing. I'm going to just please myself.
Oh, that's really beautiful, actually.
Yeah. I mean, she was ahead of her time for sure. But she had a friend whose husband went and bought all of the sex toys for the women.
Interesting.
Because no one would go in. And at that time, she said the only thing you could find were slimline, heavy-veined, dick-looking vibrators. And so that's what she and all of her girlfriends had, were these matching vibrators. So I think that there's, you know, a lot of people carry that idea that that's what sex shops are still today, that they're like trench coats and seedy environments, and it's going to be like scary dudes, and you're only going to be able to get phallic shaped stinky slimline vibrators.
Absolutely.
So we carry that. I think that that makes it hard to walk in the door. I think it's also, we find a lot of customers who are kind of the wall hangers. Like they just, they hover really close to the walls. They avoid eye contact. They don't want to ask questions. So the next big hurdle is, how do you engage with somebody in the store to get your questions answered?
Right.
Hopefully, you're in a shop that has good training, like we do, to actually work with our staff specifically around this issue of like making folks who've never been in a sex shop feel comfortable. And there's a lot of ways, you know, icebreakers and engaging folks to just put them at ease that we try to do in the store. And I do think that we really try to cater to first timers because we understand that it can be so intimidating to just make it in.
Absolutely. And so what about the experience of someone who has been going to sex toy shops since the day they turned 18 and thinks that they have all the gear and all the gizmos and have seen it all and tried everything? What would they get out of coming to the Pleasure Chest?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I think that, you know, our environment in some ways is a little bit more catered to those folks in terms of product selection. We have a really wide selection of products. We have over 9,000 SKUs. We're really intentional about bringing in new, innovative, and also more niche products. So we carry ElectroStim. Yes. We carry Chastity. We carry a little bit more of the like heavy BDSM stuff. And that's actually what our roots are. You know, in the 70s when we started, we were a leather store.
Yeah.
We were a really gay, male-dominated leather store. And so that's still such a huge part of our business and something that we're really committed to is serving those more lifestyle players.
Yeah. Well, I really feel that when I come into your store. So you're doing a great job keeping that history alive.
You.
You know, I have a story to complement yours about your grandma. You know, when I was young, in my hometown, one of my first day jobs was working in a head shop, which is like, you know, this very Haight Ashbury style, like hippie kind of store where you can get like incense and belly button rings and like Grateful Dead rugs and pewter dragon chess sets, and you know the type. I think there might be some on Santa Monica Boulevard, actually.
Yeah.
And then there was a back room, and the back room had tobacco products, you know, like glass pipes for smoking tobacco, and then adult products. So, you know, this was the 90s, so it was VHS tapes and probably some of those vibrators that you were just talking about, you know, the sort of slim line, like chintzy, maybe not the best quality products, but and the way that it worked was that you had to come to a sales associate and ask to be let into the back room, which was locked.
And show your ID?
Yes, you had to show your ID. You had to be over 18. And all of the other women that worked there, who were like, you know, hippy-dippy, freed love ladies, were so disgusted by anyone who wanted to go to the back room. So I was always the people that I was at. So I was always the person, you know, people would come in and they'd be like, I don't like to go to the back room. And sort of the same thing that you were describing of like feeling sort of muttering about it and feeling a little shameful and like looking around and not wanting anybody to know that that was what they wanted, or making a big deal about the fact that they wanted to look at the tobacco products, but also, oh, while I'm here, I'll just like grab this butt plug. And so they always had me do it. And I loved it. I loved it. It was like sort of my first sexuality related job. And I felt like...
You found your calling?
I did. I found my calling. And also, but specifically the fact that even way back then when I was very young, it didn't make any sense to me that people should feel ashamed about wanting these things. I mean, maybe the... like the excitement and the taboo and the titillation, what that part was fun for me, but the like corresponding like shame around it just never really made any sense to me. And yeah, the rest is history, I guess.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I think that we think of our jobs very much at the pleasure chest in terms of normalizing people's sexuality for them. No, I mean, that's not necessarily true for the lifestyle players who've like gone through their own personal journey and they're like, this is who I am. Take it or leave it, you know. But a lot of our customers, you know, one of the biggest questions we get is, am I normal?
Right. Is this weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that's so great about sex shops is that they are populated with staff like you.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, we like self-select, right, to work in this industry. And so these are people who are really passionate about healthy sexuality and want to spend most of their waking hours, you know, helping people have better sex and know themselves better. So I think that, you know, I actually, my background is having worked for a feminist sex toy store. Mm. And I had a little bit of snobbishness thinking like, you know, we do it best. We're the only ones that are doing it with any kind of intention. And being in LA and Pleasure Chest being such an institution that when Pleasure Chest came knocking on my door, I was like, well, of course I'm going to take that interview. Like I need to explore that. But I was very disarmed by just how committed, knowledgeable, and equally awesome everyone who worked here was, because I was of this thinking like, oh, the feminist sex toy stores do it better. And I think any store you go into, you're going to find really dedicated people who are super excited about the work they do.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
For folks who live in New York City or surrounding areas, Los Angeles or surrounding areas, Chicago or surrounding areas, they can come into the physical storefront, Pleasure Chest, and get that IRL in real life experience, you know, interact with people, vibe with them, come to workshops, come to events. But for folks who don't live in those areas, how can they get the Pleasure Chest sex shop experience without being able to travel to one of those cities?
Right, right. I mean, I think that we've been doing brick and mortar stores for, you know, almost 5 decades. So yeah. It's really our area of strength. And when we are working on how do we translate that experience to the online experience,
Oh, yes. We
are really thinking about, you know, how are people going to interact with the products online and how do they get good education? And so I think that you're going to find that our website is pretty experiential. You know, we have curated selections of products. So you can say, all right, this is the experience I want to have. I have a sexy weekend getaway. Mm. And we've got a category that's totally geared for your needs to try to help you create that experience. So I think that kind of in everything we do, whether it's the in-store experience or the online experience, we're really thinking about the products that we sell, you're going to have a very intimate experience with. And so we're trying to translate that for you. And I think that you'll find that on our website as well. Although I will say, if you're ever in Los Angeles, Chicago, or New York, you should absolutely go to one of our stores because it's just, you know, it's a lot of fun.
So this year, in 2017, the pleasurechest.com got like a total like spa, like redesign, right? So,
yes.
And the e-commerce element of it got like a whole redesign. So what is the experience that folks are going to get when they go to thepleasurechest.com to get their sex shop on virtually?
So thepleasurechest.com has a lot of the same features that we have in store. You know, we're really intentional about all of the photography on the site we've done ourselves.
Cool.
I think that, you know, you'll see even in the product photos, it feels like you are holding them and touching them. They're very tactile. And we have a lot of educational touch points on the site. For example, educators like yourself have pages talking about the products that they recommend and why. So we're trying to kind of translate that, those educational touch points as well as the experience of being in store to the online experience. You know, I've always thought it's so weird that people shop for sex toys online as much as they do.
Yeah.
I get that there's a real concern around anonymity.
Yeah.
But when you're buying something for that's going to fit your body, that you can actually feel and know like, oh, this is a sensual type of stimulation for me versus...
Or this material is...
Yeah.
That I'm responding to the material. You know, some people have entire fetishes around the material of objects.
Yes. Yeah. So it's such a tactile experience that for me to shop online for it is... hard.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, we're trying to bring as much of that to life for the online shoppers as well as the in-store.
Well, I think you've done a great job.
Thank you.
So what are your tips for someone, whether they're total newbie or super experienced lifestyle player, what are your tips for getting the most out of a shopping experience at the Pleasure Chest?
I think the key is to feel comfortable asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if you're going into any kind of specialty store, actually, and you're not accessing the nerds on staff, then you're really missing out.
Yeah.
Because even if you're someone who feels like you know it all, like just simply ask, like, what's the newest and greatest?
Yeah.
Or what's the like most unexpected product that you like to recommend? And I think that if you're someone that's new to shopping in a sex shop or for toys, or you don't have a lot of experience, then it's even more important for you. But you might be someone where that's a little uncomfortable to do. So do a little bit of research online so you have some sense of, you know, the things. We're always going to ask questions, you know.
Yeah.
What have you tried before? Have you had a vibrator before? What did you like about it? What didn't you like about it? What kind of experience are you trying to create? Are you using this with a partner? Are you using it solo? So like to be thinking about some of those things in terms of, what are the things that really turn me on? What are the sensations that I really like? And what am I trying to kind of enhance? Because that'll give you a starting point before you walk in the door. But absolutely engage the staff, because they really, we really are big sex nerds over here.
Awesome. You know, it's making me think about the times that I have shopped for sex toys and how great I feel about myself afterwards, which is not a feeling I usually associate with commerce.
Totally.
I tend to get a lot of like buyer's remorse, but I never feel buyer's remorse about going to a sex shop for some reason.
I mean, I imagine that you're someone who also probably goes in a way of like, oh, I'm going to make this like a date-like experience for myself.
Yeah, whether it's like a date for myself or a date with someone else.
Yeah, and I think that that's also a good, like, go, it's the same with sex, right? Like, you want to go in a state of mind where you feel, this isn't like going and picking out a pair of jeans or grabbing a pack of batteries or, I don't know, like getting your Advil at CVS. Yeah. I mean, this is like, you know, I think the same kind of intention that you put into it when you shop for it is going to be kind of like what you get out of it.
Yeah, so you like, can make it the experience. Like, it doesn't have to be this like sort of rushed, furtive, like get in, get out. Like, enjoy the actual sex, like sensual potential of being in, again, a sexually extroverted space where there are people who are confident and knowledgeable, but also have their own unique personalities and identities and flaws and fears. You know, it's a very human experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and we find a lot of people make like shopping at the Pleasure Chest their Saturday night activity. Like that's like, that's their date that they're going to go have. And I think also coming in with somebody can help, because sometimes it's overwhelming, the amount of products. And you might feel a little bit like, oh, I suddenly don't feel like I know as much as I thought I knew. Or insecurities can certainly come up.
Yeah.
We've actually had medians come into the space and be like, this is one of the most energetically charged spaces I have ever been in.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Because of just people's stuff comes up. So like also accept that you might come in and be like, this does not feel sexy. I'm feeling stress. I'm getting anxiety and like back away, you know, and come check us out later. Or come in with a friend.
Yeah.
Come in with a group of friends. Come in with a date.
I do think it's, I mean, it certainly is a very sexy and fun date, but I do think that it's really important to sexual health to be able to talk about sexuality with your friends and to feel comfortable. And that could include some silliness, some giggling, some nervousness with your friends. And also you can still have boundaries and things that you prefer not to talk explicitly about, but to be able to talk about pleasure and talk about fantasies and desires and boundaries with your friends is great for friendship, and it's great for your sex life.
Absolutely.
So yeah, come in with a friend or a group of friends.
Yeah, we get a lot of that, and it's really, really fun to engage with those groups, because, you know, you'll usually find that maybe there's like one know-it-all in the group who's super excited and like wants to show everybody everything. And then there's, you know, the one person who's like, oh, I can't believe my friends dragged me in here. Uh-huh. But, you know, like they might just leave with like some penis pasta or a tip that they didn't know that they were going to get, you know. So it can be a lot of fun.
Penis pasta is the gateway drug. Well, Sarah, is there anything else that you want to add about why people are into sex shops?
No, I think that just if you haven't tried it, you know, it's definitely something to put on your bucket list.
Definitely. Absolutely. Well, I couldn't agree more. So folks can find the Pleasure Chest online at thepleasurechest.com, which includes a whole online store. And then Pleasure Chest on Twitter is it like each store has its own Twitter, right? So it's Pleasure Chest
LA.
It's Pleasure Chest LA. Okay.
Pleasure Chest New York and Pleasure Chest CH.
So it's Pleasure Chest LA, Pleasure Chest NY, and Pleasure Chest CH on Twitter. And then all of the stores have one Instagram, which is Pleasure Chest Stores. Anything else on the internet that you want to plug?
We are starting to do Facebook Live.
Awesome.
Events.
Oh, yeah. I think my workshop was up there on Facebook Live.
Yeah. So if you're not able to make it out to a class, you can get snippets of the classes on Facebook Live. And we also do some Instagram stories around some of our favorite tips and tricks. So there's a lot of educational stuff as well on our social media platforms, even if you're not in one of our cities.
Thank you so much for talking to me today, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
And happy birthday.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Pleasure Chest is a Virgo, just like me. That's why you're so organized and obviously so
fabulous.
So fabulous and just totally the best, like all Virgos. All right. Thanks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.